The future which Roosevelt saw was much more than a light at the end of the tunnel. It was the brightest world ever seen, following the darkest night. Even as America entered the fighting, Roosevelt began to set forth practical goals and objectives whose fulfillment was to begin as the last ashes faded. On the 4th of July in 1941, he repeats the words of the Declaration of Independence, which he finds totally appropriate to the current situation.
In 1776, on the 4th day of July, the representatives of the several states in Congress assembled, declaring our independence, asserted that a decent respect for the opinion of mankind required that they should declare the reasons for their action. In this new crisis, we have a like duty. In the past few years, a new resistance in the form of several new practices of tyranny has been making such headway that the fundamentals of 1776 are being struck down abroad, and definitely they are threatened here. Yet, all of us who lie awake at night, all of us who study and study again, know full well that in these days we cannot save freedom with pitchforks and muskets alone after a dictator combination has gained control of the rest of the world. That is why we are engaged in a serious, in a mighty, in a unified action in the cause of the defense of the hemisphere and the freedom of the seas. We need not the loyalty and unity alone. We need speed and efficiency and toil. And so it is that when we repeat the great pledge to our country and to our flag, it must be our deep conviction that we pledge as well our work, our will, and if it be necessary, our very lives.